everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the Rugged Fitness Podcast. This is Coach Brian Ayers from Rugged Fitness here in Connecticut. And today what I'd like to talk to everybody about is the idea of the four pillars of health. The background that I have is in wellness coaching. Really, my focus over the years has been trying to help people manage the process of making change in their life and adopting a healthy lifestyle. Through that research that we've been doing and how to refine our message, we came across a company called Exos. And they work with athletes, and they had what they called their four pillars of performance. Those four pillars fit really well into the concept of what we were trying to get across to our members. So the four pillars of health that we're going to discuss are movement, which is exercise, which is your movement patterns, how your body functions. The second pillar is nutrition. All right, obviously, that incorporates everything that you're eating and how that's interacting with your body, and more importantly, how you're interacting with that food and kind of digging into some of the whys of what you're eating. The next pillar is the pillar of mindset. So we used to call that emotional health and well-being. In the Exos program, they define it as mindset, which is a really good kind of all-encompassing term to really focus in on that. You know, how you think about exercise, nutrition, all these other pillars, and where you're at emotionally in your day-to-day mindset and your week-to-week mindset is really going to help us try to figure out how to improve on everything. The last pillar is recovery, which is going to incorporate things like nutrition, foam rolling, stretching, all those things that help you recover from the exercise. Now, the key to this whole system is the idea that none of these pillars exist as mutually exclusive areas. They all overlap in some ways. Some overlap more in certain areas than others, but the real idea that we try to get across to our members is that being successful in reaching your goals really relies on your ability to see how these pillars interact with each other and to be a little bit more purposeful in making some improvements in one area that's going to help draw up other areas. So for example, if you're struggling because you're having a bad day, right, or at work and maybe you're stressed out over something, the tendency for you to really eat well, right, that evening is probably going to be pretty poor, right? When most people, when they're stressed, they want to go to those comfort foods or go to alcohol or go to something that's going to make them feel better in the moment. Now, that is obviously going to affect some of these other pillars. So your nutrition is affected by your mindset. But then if you're having a bad day, you're also probably not going to be as motivated to go get your workout in, right? Or for some people, they do because that workout makes their day better. So those interplays between these different pillars become really important in how we manage the whole process. So when we talk with our members, we try to figure out first, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do they see themselves in general in all of these areas? And if there's one pillar where they seem to be particularly low, we want to focus in on some changes that you can start to make in that specific area, because that most likely is holding you back in some of the other areas. So that's that concept that we're really focusing on right now to help make that health and wellness lifestyle change a little bit more manageable. So thank you guys very much for tuning in today. We're going to be doing some upcoming content focused on each of these pillar areas, and we look forward to rolling all that out as we go. So thanks for tuning in, and as always, live rugged.